From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Obama has outlined a bipartisan effort to cut out fraud in the healthcare system. The president told an audience in suburban St. Louis about a plan to conduct private audits of Medicare and Medicaid billings for patterns of bogus claims.
Now, through this effort, we expect to more than double the amounts we would have otherwise recovered. $2 billion over the next few years.
The president said the time for talk is over. He wants Congress to act on a health care overhaul legislation this week. Earlier in the day, Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius told a group of health insurers that they must do their part to help overhaul the system. Millions of unemployed Americans could lose their jobless benefits next month without another government extension. NPR's Julie Rovner reports the Senate has approved legislation that includes more aid for the unemployed, as well as a number of health-related program extensions.
The bill, which represents the second in a series of job-related measures Congress is trying to push through this spring, passed the Senate on a mostly party-line vote of 62 to 36. It must still be approved by the House. The bill would extend unemployment insurance and a number of popular tax breaks, but it would also further delay, this time until October, a scheduled 21% cut in Medicare payments to doctors. And it would continue through the end of the year, subsidies to help people who've lost their jobs keep their employer-provided health insurance. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
Most patients who get the gold standard test for heart disease turn out not to have clogged arteries. A new study shows that doctors need to do a better job in deciding who should get the test, as NPR's Richard Knox reports.
When doctors wonder if a patient has heart disease, they often turn to angiography. They snake a small tube from the groin into the coronary arteries, then they inject a dye that shows in X-rays if the arteries are narrowed. That's a forerunner of a heart attack. But a study of 400,000 angiograms finds that 40% of people who get the test turn out not to have heart disease. That's about the same percentage as those who did. In other words, angiograms aren't very efficient at finding patients who've got heart disease, even when other tests hint that they might. To improve the use of angiograms, study authors say doctors should be more cautious about doing it on patients who don't have heart disease symptoms. The study is in this week's New England Journal of Medicine. Richard Knox, NPR News, Washington.
Former President Bill Clinton and Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates told the Senate Foreign Relations Committee that U.S. investments in fighting AIDS, malaria, and other diseases in underdeveloped countries play a critical role in improving America's image abroad. Because of that, Clinton said the work should not be politicized. Both Clinton and Gates called on lawmakers during a time of budget constraints to make sure that every dollar in foreign aid is spent effectively. This is NPR. This could be the first year when the number of babies born to minorities in the U.S. outnumber those born to whites. Minorities including Asian, Black, or Hispanics already make up roughly half of all children born in the U.S. each year, and the numbers have been steadily rising, in part due to an increase in the numbers of Hispanic women in their childbearing years. In 2008, the latest census estimates available, minorities make up around 48% of all children born in the U.S. Nearly 200 women who flew airplanes in World War II were honored in the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday. The surviving members of the Women's Air Force Service Pilots, or WASPs, were awarded with the Congressional Gold Medal. NPR's Sonari Glinton has this report.
1,102 women served in the WASP unit during World War II. They flew service missions in the U.S., everything from delivering supplies to hauling targets for practice shooting. Patricia Knuckles was a WASP member.
There was tremendous discrimination against women in the armed forces, and I think the greatest contribution we made was to open the door for all the women who followed us, who are in the Air Force today and doing a great job.
Half of all military supply deliveries were made by WASP pilots. 38 members of the group lost their lives during the war. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, the Capitol.
Asian markets have inched higher amid mixed economic reports and following small gains on Wall Street. Japan's Nikkei index added 94 points. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 2 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index rose 18. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.